I wonder what it's like in other parts. Jason Coyle's online. Morning, Jace.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Where are you this morning?
Trying to see through a very thick fog at Warwick Farm.
That's why I was a bit nervous, because trainers can get around. But you're the same out there, eh, in the west?
Yeah, no, exactly the same. We haven't been able to do much this morning, besides about 10 metres before the winning post. So total trust in our track work riders.
It's funny, Jason, these sort of mornings, Andrew, the track work riders will come back in and say, gee, that horse worked well. He went even perfectly. Yeah.
Their times are spot on, and they've improved since the last time they worked. So.
And you can't argue with them, Jason. You're clean bowl there.
Yeah.
Well, look, Jace, you've got some really good chances today, because the majority of them do handle the wet tracks, which is going to be the key. And you kick off a day in race four with Lightning Nick. This mare, to be fair, is an each-way chance, but she does handle heavy tracks. That's the key this afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. That's sort of half the reason we decided to put her into a Metro Saturday meeting. Like you said, she looks a genuine each-way chance, given that she does handle the surface. And I think at her best, she can be competitive in a race like this.
Mm-hmm. Then down to race six, and River Bird looked a tremendous filly. She's really come back in super touch. Two out of three this prep, and I think last start when she won at Rose Hill, Jason, you were talking about how best to ride her, and that is to find some cover. Got 11 out of 10 ride from Jenny Duggan that day, and today she's drawn the right barrier to hopefully get a similar sort of run with cover.
Yeah, exactly. There's another race for her there next week, but once we drew a really nice marble, we've decided to go around today. She's fit, so the testing track should be okay for her. Been on a heavy track previously and run quite well. So I agree with you. I think if she can just get a similar run to last start, she can be very nice and strong inside the furlong.
Jason, she was stakes placed early in her career, but she took a while to break through. And is it a case of her learning how to win now?
Oh, probably a combination of that, and also, she's quite physically immature, so she's always shown a lot on the training track. She's been, touch wood, a very sound filly, so we gave her the opportunity as a younger horse to get a bit of black type. She was able to do that, but physically she's a lot different now. She's stronger. She does a lot better in the stable. So, I think a combination of that, and probably an unlucky preparation as well. There's probably three times that. She just had no luck whatsoever and probably should have been the winner. So, it's just nice to see it all unfolding for her, this preparation so far.
Mm. Two runners in the Civic Stakes, they're both at generous odds, but again, both horses who have proven themselves on wet tracks. That's Ensensata and Sal Sonic, both back from Brisbane campaigns. And it's a tough Civic Stakes, but how do you rate their chances, Jason?
Yep. Look, Sal Sonic's been hit and miss. He's ever since he won his Group 2 up in Queensland. So he's a hard one. Look, I don't think either are at their best on this sort of surface, but the bonus they have is that, like you said, they've come back to Queensland, so they're both very fit, both very forward. It's just a matter of which horse turns up on the day. One to South Sonic. Ensensata, I'm still sort of tossing whether she'll go around.
Okay.
Never been at her best on this sort of surface, but the forecast looks good for today, so I'd hope there's a little bit of improvement in the track. And the other thing is that when you've got a mare rated where she is, there's not a lot of options for you now that the carnivals are over, so this might be her sort of hidden hope, last mission before she goes for a little break.
No, fair enough. I dare say the stable confidence is fairly high with the runner in the last, Nick O'Shea. Look, I know he's getting a bit of a professional placegetter's tag, but he does come off 2 seconds to a very promising horse in Capperjack. There's no Capperjack today. He ticks that wet track box. Is this Nick O'Shea's day, Jason?
Yeah, it looks it on paper, but, we don't run races on paper. I think the nice thing about it was that although he was beaten a couple of lengths by a smart horse, he also was able to dispose of the rest of the field by a couple of lengths. If it was a crowded finish behind that good horse, he'd probably start to put a few queries on him. But I think he's going really well this preparation. He was brought back in to get to this distance on these tracks. So the plan's in place. He's just got to be able to do the right thing by us today.
He's got a lovely barrier, gate two. Where would you like to see him settle? And hopefully he's in striking distance on the turn, Jason.
Yeah, at his best, probably sort of in that midfield spot. Mm-hmm. He switches off quite well now. If he just gets that really soft run throughout, he's the sort of horse that, like you said, if he's close enough once they've balanced and the split's calm, he can sprint quite quickly. So if that all works out for him, we know he's got some good form on some testing surfaces. He's had a couple of runs under his belt. So, like I said, it looks really good on paper for him. But I've seen it before. Hopefully it's just his day.
Hopefully. Well, look, Jason, thanks for joining us this morning and best of luck this afternoon.
No, hang on. No, he's not going to be let off. Hey, I've just got one for him. That Wednesday winner looked pretty good. Covert operation, yeah. Jace, the way it finished off. Just taking a bit of time?
Yeah. He's, as you would have seen on Wednesday, he's a big lump of a lad.
Monster of a horse,
He's still probably got a little growing into himself to do. So, you know, typical with those bigger horses, as young horses, they start feeling little bits of pieces. And obviously it's publicised that he had a bit of an eye issue there after a trial. So at the end of the day, it's not what you want to see, but it probably didn't hurt him that little bit longer either. So, yeah, it looks like he's got a bright future.
Jason, how big is he? Because, as I said, he's a monster of a horse.
Yeah, an imposing type. You know, he stands over most of mine and... I don't think I've actually measured him, to be honest.
Okay.
But, you know, you can just see once he's under saddle in the enclosure, he just seems to have that quality about him. And although he's a big horse, I still think he's got an athletic look about him. So, you know, he's ticked a lot of boxes so far. He sort of kicked off on the right foot. So hopefully he can just keep going on from here.
All right. Good luck with that and good luck with all of them today. Thanks a lot, Jase.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jase.
Good on you. Jason Coyle from a fog-bound Warwick farm.